Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled Birds of a Feather, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Crows are black the world over is an ancient Chinese proverb referring to the evil that has been attributed to this bird. It was once believed that a single crow flying over a house forecasted a death within, and that crows standing in a churchyard signified bad luck. Crow augury, a method of predicting the future by counting the number of crows at a certain place or event, was practiced in 16th century England. One crow meant sorrow, two, joy, three, the birth of a female child, and so on to 12. In truth, the crow's jet-black color helps it to identify other crows at great distances during the day and makes it just about invisible to its enemies while it roosts at night. Crows also may be the most social and intelligent of all birds. Adult crows mate for life and remain completely devoted to one another. The two take turns sitting on the nest and bringing food to each other. Young crows from previous broods stay with their parents for a year or longer and help with gathering nest-building materials and protecting the new brood. Crows are also quick to come to the aid of other crows that are being attacked by predators, such as owls and hawks. At night, many families roost together high in trees for mutual protection. Although crows have been characterized as villainous by gardeners and farmers for stealing garden seeds and destroying corn crops, much of their diet comes from roadkill and discarded food. Though they may occasionally raid a garden, they also eat crop-damaging rodents and insects. A crow's intelligence is beyond dispute. As the crow flies refers to its ability to navigate unerringly to retrieve cached food. Pet crows, now illegal in most places, often mimic other birds and animals and have even been taught to talk. And crows never forget, especially when it comes to remembering good food sources or areas of danger. There is no way that an observer can tell male and female crows apart. But judging from the number of crows around, the birds must have figured it out, which has given them a lot to crow about.